Next, we're going to hear from Shama Sawant, a member of the Seattle City Council, former software engineer and economics professor and Occupy Wall Street activist, as a member of the Socialist Alternative Political Party. Shama was elected to the City Council in Seattle in November 2013, the first socialist elected in the Seattle City Council since 1877. She is one of the big advocates that got the ball rolling on the $15 minimum wage that was won in the Seattle City Council back in May of 2014. Since then, a lot of cities are moving to a $15 minimum wage. Campaigns are in place all over the country. Los Angeles just passed it. So it started a trend here across the country to address economic inequality. I talked to Shama Sawant last year, just after the victory of the $15 minimum wage, and we're checking in here with her again because it's been a year and a lot has happened. Here's Shama Sawant. We're speaking with Shama Sawant here at the Left Forum 2015. Shama, I first of all just wanted to thank you for speaking with us again. It was great to have a chance to have a conversation briefly last year at the Left Forum. And a lot has happened in the intervening year with your pioneering work, certainly breaking new ground with the $15 minimum wage that you and others advocated in Seattle. Since that time, it's caught like wildfire. I wonder if you would maybe just fill in our listeners briefly on the campaign that won the $15 minimum wage in Seattle, and maybe also summarize what's happened since in the other cities around the country that have followed your lead.
Absolutely. As you said, the idea of $15 an hour as a minimum wage for some of the most hardest working, lowest paid workers has caught like wildfire around the nation. And much of it started with the initial victories in SeaTac and Seattle. SeaTac is a city neighboring Seattle where the international airport is located. And the airport workers there and the labor movement, and particularly SEIU, really pioneered that struggle following the many walkouts of fast food workers in the winter before, you know, in November 2012. And this has been a historic achievement. And we have to own this history. We as working people, as social justice activists, everybody who's on the ground fighting to build a better world, we have to own this as our victory, because the corporate media is writing its own narrative that this was won because of the largesse of the big business executives, because of big business politicians, because of corporate politicians. And the reality is that the victories in SeaTac and Seattle, just as any other social change victories that will be won in the future and have been won in the past, were won in the teeth of the opposition, the massive opposition of big business entities and the politicians that are loyal to their interests. And so the way we won 15 in Seattle and the way the whole process unfolded, both in SeaTac the year before and in Seattle last year in 2014, was working people building really powerful coalitions, fighting movements, fighting campaigns on the ground. And one really important example of this, one thing that was integral to the victory, was the fact that we, as in Socialist Alternative, launched the 15 Now grassroots campaign just days after I took office in Seattle as a city council member. And that victory itself, winning the seat in city council in Seattle itself, came from the grassroots organizing by Socialist Alternative and by all the organizations that fought with us on the ground to build a massive volunteer base of hundreds of people to win the campaign in the first place, win the seat, and then using that seat immediately into building grassroots power. And I think it's important to draw some generalized lessons from what we've done. One is, if you fight, if you build organized collective struggles of working people of color, of people on the ground, the people who are oppressed and marginalized, you can win. It is possible to win. So let's not make the mistake of being pessimistic. We won't win every battle, but we can win a lot. And we can build a struggle not only for winning reforms like an increase in the minimum wage, but we can go ahead and raise the banner of a fundamental social change. And now we've seen Los Angeles has just won $15 an hour. It is remarkable that the Los Angeles City Council members themselves, when they passed this, said, hey, New York should be next. They looked to the other side of the continent and said, New York has to be next. We're sitting here in New York City. We know that the 15 Now campaign in New York is gaining ground. And I have no doubt that if we really continue our determined struggle, we can win larger gains, including the federal $15 minimum wage.
What was your experience like after the $15 minimum wage that you won in Seattle made headlines across the country? I would guess, and you can tell me specifically, but I would guess that a lot of activists from all over the country contacted you and Socialist Alternative and the activists that helped make that happen in Seattle. And I'm sure they derived a lot of confidence that they could pursue the same goal where they live. But were you deluged with a lot of inquiries and you know, asking for some advice?
We were. We did receive a lot of inquiries, and I would say deluged in a good way, meaning we want that to happen. We don't see the victories we've achieved in Seattle or the work that we're continuing to do, which I hope we'll get a chance to talk about, the work that we're continuing to do in Seattle. We don't see this as a parochial ground that we're breaking. We want the victories that workers have achieved in Seattle. We want the example of our successful socialist city council campaign, which was run on a genuine and unambiguous anti-corporate, pro-working class mission. We want this message to spread. And we know from our study of history and, you know, what's happened in the past is that social movements don't remain isolated just by the nature of them. Social movements are infectious, meaning if we won victories in Seattle, it is automatic that workers in other cities and indeed worldwide will look at that and try to understand what worked there and what can we do here? How can we win victories where we live? And so I think it's also the fact that we were deluged with these inquiries, you know, a lot of people asking us, how can I start a 15 Now chapter in my city, which is the exact correct question to ask. I think that shows this false dichotomy that we are often presented, you know, a simplistic dichotomy that, well, you can either fight local for independent, you know, grassroots politics or independent left politics, or you can fight on a national level. You can't do both, and maybe one is better than the other, and so on and so on. I think all of that is none of that is a productive discussion. What's productive is understanding correctly that social movements can emerge and win successes at every level. What's important is doing it in a way, using a strategy and a method of tactics, a tactical approach that builds power on the ground and does not rely on the supposed willingness of people at the top, of the ruling elite, of the corporate politicians, you know, waiting for their agreement, waiting for their, nodding the head to go ahead with this. The essential component of our victory in Seattle was the exact opposite, was the willingness of this movement, was the willingness of me as a city council member, as a working class voice in City Hall, my willingness and the willingness of everybody who fought with me to present a position of defiance to the ruling elite, to not accept their borderlines of what can be fought for and what can be won. Because if you look at it, you know, it wasn't like something static. It wasn't that.